Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Episode 8, The Humanitarian.
I stared out at the tree line. The forest zipped by.
Hey, my name's Serena. This is my brother Riley.
Hi.
Serena and Riley were crammed in the back with Jay.
Thank you again for giving us a ride. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You said you weren't from around here?
No. We came to New York for a wedding.
So, where are you from?
We're from Charlotte.
North Carolina. I was there 2 years ago, on business.
Lived there all my life. Riley, too. Well, he lived in Maine for 2 years, but he eventually moved back to Charlotte. Missed me too much.
That's what it was.
What about you?
My name's Ava, that's Jay, and this is Mark. We came to New York for a conference. We all do environmental work. We're from San Diego.
I've always wanted to go to California.
Well, let's focus on getting back to Charlotte before we plan a vacay to Cali.
I wasn't talking about anytime soon. So what do you guys think about what's going on?
It's the end.
The what?
Don't mind him.
Don't mind me? You guys agreed. You saw that thing. This is an attack.
I'm sorry. What?
An attack? What are you talking about?
Maybe we shouldn't talk about this, Jay.
They have a right to know. Obviously, you've seen the rocks.
We heard the reports, and we saw them hit New York City.
We were in New York City.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you guys made it out.
We were lucky.
We heard that several more cities were hit right after that. I tried checking my phone this morning, but I'm not getting any signal, and Riley isn't either.
I'm sorry, but you said attacks.
The asteroids, meteors, comets, whatever the hell they are.
I thought you were environmentalist.
We specialize in oceanography.
The rocks aren't just rocks.
Oh?
Jake, come on.
There's alien creatures inside.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. Tell them.
Serena stared at me, waiting for my confirmation. I hesitated for a moment, but then nodded.
I don't believe that shit.
Believe it or not, we saw it. The damn thing attacked us.
And they're in every one of those rocks.
We don't know. We just saw that one. It would explain why mostly big cities are getting hit.
Oh my God.
We drove for another 15 minutes before hitting 87. That's when we hit heavy traffic. The traffic was stop and go.
Well, this is great. I really hope we don't get stuck in this.
I read a sign. We were near Sloatsburg.
Well, here's the next town. Now what, Serena?
Oh, we can get out here.
What are you guys going to do?
Maybe we could find someone with a spare.
Yeah, right. And then get them to drive us back to our car?
It's worth a shot. Let's try the gas station. Thank you again.
They climbed out, grabbed their bags, and jogged to the near gas station.
All right, asshole. God, it's not like I can move more than a few inches.
I don't like just leaving them here.
Yeah, me either.
They'll be fine.
You know that for sure?
Yeah. Who the hell is going to drive them back to their car?
Somebody nice, like us.
What if we stay? We could drive them back to their car. If they get a spare.
We don't have time for that. They'll find somebody. a mechanic, somebody nice. Who knows?
Mark turned on the radio and skimmed through stations. It was mostly static. Every so often, a voice would seep in for a moment or two before fading out to be more static. We continued to inch along the interstate. I saw Serena and Riley walk around the gas station. Serena was trying to talk to people, but most people were just trying to get gas and get the hell out. The lines to get gas were stretching down the street.
What if we just drove them to Charlotte?
No, absolutely not.
It's kind of on the way.
It's not. We're heading west, not south.
We inched forward a bit. It felt like hours were passing in this traffic, even though I knew it had only been 20, maybe 30 minutes. Serena and Riley were still at it, talking to everyone they could, but no luck. Finally, I just jumped out of the car.
Ava!
What's she doing?
I jogged through the traffic and over to the gas station.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. Do you think you could give us a ride?
No, I can't. Sorry.
Forget it, Serena. Let's just go.
That's when she saw me jogging up.
Hey, what are you doing?
We barely moved in the past half hour, but I wanted to offer... Come with us. We'll take you as far as we can. We'll find some place that's less of a clusterfuck. I mean, unless you really care about what happens to that rental car. They didn't. Serena hugged me, thanked me, and the two of them followed me back to the car. Let's go. We were stuck in traffic for hours before it thinned out. We crossed into New Jersey. We were able to take some side roads and jump on 80. It started getting dark as we drove along the busy interstate.
Okay, we can switch drivers. Or we could call it a night.
And what? Sleep in the car?
Well, if you need us to, I can drive, and so can my brother.
Sure, yeah.
I don't mind, really.
Are you tired?
Not really, but I need to stretch my legs. I can keep driving, though.
Then let's pull over. Take a break.
I'm fine with that.
Mark pulled to the side of the road. We all got out to stretch. It was 9 o'clock, but we didn't nearly make it as far as I was hoping. Not that I would mention that to Mark. I could tell he really wanted to scold me for taking in Serena and Riley. And here he came.
Hey, can I talk to you?
Of course.
Don't be cute.
Mark, just save it. You stopped for a gun. I stopped to help two people.
Two people. We now have to drive to Charlotte. It's completely out of the way.
No, we don't. We just take them as far as we can. Drop them off somewhere where they can hitch a ride or grab a car. That's what we did outside the city.
They would have been fine in Sloatsburg.
This way, we can bring them a tad closer.
And stuff like this is going to keep slowing us down. For someone who was so adamant about getting to Cali, you sure are being calm about such a situation.
Because I can't just leave someone.
It's going to happen more than once. We can't help everyone.
You're right. This is the last time, I promise.
Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, look, look, look!
Serena ran up to us and pointed to the sky. In the distance, trails of fire littered the sky. More asteroids were hitting a distant city.
Great. That's where we're heading.
Would you like to stop there and see if you can help anyone, Ava?
Actually, I'd like to avoid that if we could.
Same. Jay, do you think you could find us an alternate route?
I'll try, but I don't think we have any New Jersey maps. I figured we'd stay on 80 and follow the signs.
We'll figure something out. Let's just go.
And you said there were creatures in those things?
Yeah. Yeah.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Seth York, Adam Jetmore, and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay. Co-starring Jenny Bailey, Justin Stewart, Jay Marone, Chris Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Brian Messick, Mike Lenhart, Christopher Atkinson, John Lasseter, Kyle Appleyard, Maria Baumgartner, Kaylin Boyd, Jack Austin, Seth York, Jonathan Moss, Amy LeRae, April Cadmus Marsh, Daniel Brown, Ashley York, Nick Ott, Mitchell Beck, Jose Caraballo, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Incompetech.com. And Dylan Mixer at dylanmixercomposer.bandcamp.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one.
This has been a 7 Lamb production.